Hello and welcome to the 2023 season of Run My West Coast. I am your host, Eddie Klein. Run My West Coast is a show about running and racing in West Michigan. Podcast episodes feature stories from local runners and race directors, plus tips about running training. Listeners tune in to hear about the local running community, West Michigan races, and the Holland Haven Marathon. In this episode called Beer, Bells, and Blueberries, we have beer this year. Finally, after a four-year hiatus due mostly to COVID, we're actually going to get beer back at our recovery zone and have some for the runners. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. We also have bells this year, meaning there's a PR bell this year. If you get a PR, 8K, full or half, you can ring the bell, celebrate. There's also a BQ bell. If you qualify for Boston in the full marathon, ring that bell, let everybody know. And blueberries. Every year, Bowerman Blueberry Farms, they put out blueberries right at the aid station at their farm, which is mile 20.5 for the full marathoners, and then 7.5 for the half. So definitely can grab some blueberries on the run out there. And additionally, the Holland Blueberry Run is something we're doing out there at Bowerman Blueberry Farms. Now that is our course preview run, and not blueberries, but blueberry donuts. More on that later on the episode. And of course, all of our West Michigan races coming up in August. So it's going to be a great episode. Okay, here we go with some general information about Holland Haven. 2023 is our 10th year of running Holland Haven, and we are celebrating a decade of running Holland. Holland Haven Marathon is community-based, veteran-owned, and features race distances suitable for all running levels. After our runners finish their race, they head to the recovery zone. This year, we are featuring our Pause-a-thon celebration supporting Harbor Humane Society. Runners, their friends and family, spectators, volunteers, and partners can all enjoy a free community meal together. Muscle Man Music Company is rocking out the tunes where adult beverages are available to purchase along with chance auction items from local businesses. All right, couple things about that. One, when I said free community meal, I meant it. Runners, when you finish, you'll be able to go and grab some food. We're cooking it up out there. Bring your families, your kids, your friends, anybody that shows up, even if they're not part of the race, we're going to feed them for free. There's no tickets for food. Everyone's going to be able to eat. Secondly, we are going to have a DJ out there in the parking lot this year rocking it out, so that'll make it a lot more fun. We're also going to have a chance auction, and what that is we're going to have items donated from different businesses around Holland or West Michigan, and you'll be able to do a silent auction bid on these items and win some awesome prizes. And all that money is going to go towards benefiting Harbor Humane Society and the shelter animals and everything they got going on there. And the other way we're going to support Harbor Humane Society is by selling alcohol. So here's how it's going to work this year. Every registered runner has a beer tab on their race bib for a free beer. So if you're a registered runner, on your bib, beer ticket, you can get a free beer. So you can have just one, or you can purchase more and support Harbor Humane Society. So any non-runners or any runners that want to get additional beer, buy more. We'll have not just beer, but we'll have like some other kinds of alcohol, like probably Truly or White Claw, one of those other types of things. But yeah, go and purchase some alcohol, and you're also, all that money is 100% going towards Harbor Humane Society. All the beer profits, all the alcohol profits, all the chance auctions. So we're going to be supporting the animals. And P.S., there'll be some animals out there. You'll be able to see some puppies there in the recovery zone from Harbor Humane that need new homes. So that's pretty cool this year. That's our beer. We also have bells, like I said in the intro. So if you got a personal record, a PR, or a Boston qualification, and you want to celebrate it, you can show off your amazing accomplishment by ringing our all-new PR BQ bell in the recovery zone. So yeah, right out in the middle of the parking lot, there's going to be this giant like dinner bell like mom had, you know, back in the 60s on the house or something, you know, to ring dinner for everyone. You'll be able to hear this thing. So man, if you get your best 8K ever, go up and ring that bell really loud and have some friends take your picture and your photo and celebrate it. Or if you finish that marathon and you've been trying to get a BQ and you made it, go ring that bell. Let us know, let everyone know that you've done it, you've qualified for Boston, and you know, you've punched your ticket to Beantown, because it's an awesome accomplishment. So that's out there this year. That'll be really fun in the recovery zone area. All right, a couple other things I want to talk about in this episode is race courses. I want to get into that a little bit, kind of explain how our race courses are. So I'm going to read this a little bit about the Holland Haven full marathon course has some hills, but none too large. Expect about 5 rolling hills in the first 13 miles of the marathon course. Nothing over 35 feet. Our finish line is 200 feet below the full marathon starting line. So you are overall net downhill. And the second half of the marathon course is mostly flat, that's the half marathon course. The course is point to point and a USATF certified Boston qualifier. The first 20 miles of the full marathon are completely in the shade under a canopy of trees. The final 6 miles are partly shaded and you run away from the lake with the wind at your back. All races are run on a 6-foot-wide, multi-use paved path. And temperatures on race day typically are the mid-50s in the morning and the mid-70s in the afternoon. The full marathon start time at Rosie Mound Elementary School is 7:30 a.m. and the course closes at 2 p.m. So you have 6.5 hours to get your full marathon in. All right, the half marathon course. Half marathon is mostly flat. There's a small hill at mile 9, but mostly all downhill from there to the finish. And the finish, again, like the full, the finish is 150 feet below the half marathon starting line. So you are running a net downhill. And it is a point-to-point and USATF certified. So if you're trying to get a half marathon, like maybe for Disney or New York or one of those that requires a half, you can run it here and qualify for that stuff. Again, the first 7 miles are under a shade of canopy of trees because we're running right along Lakeshore Drive where there's a lot of huge, old, mature trees. So even if it's sunny out, you're going to be in the shade for the first half of the half marathon. And then, again, you turn and go away from the lake with the wind at your back, which is nice. You're on that same bike path. And so the half marathon, real nice race. Pretty flat, good one to get a half PR and then hit that PR bell. And another flat race, an even flatter course, is the 8K. So the Holland Haven 8K, you know, it's a great segue into longer distances. If you've been a 5K runner and you're trying to work up to like a 10 or a half, 8K, 5 miles, great one to do. It's an out-and-back flat course. And I like to say, as a mid-distance road race, it's accessible enough for the novice runner, yet incredibly challenging to experienced racers. And, yeah, it's you can run it, you can walk it, and you can sprint it, and it'll kick your butt. Or you can just go out there and have a nice little 5-mile run or walk. So it's up to you. All right, that's our course descriptions. And if you want maps, you know, go on the run sign-up page for Holland Haven, runsignup.com/Holland. All the maps are there. You can see all the maps. Check them out. A couple more things I want to talk about. Some people need to defer their entry. So if you do need to defer, race deferrals are available to the 2024 event, which is on September 8th in 2024. If you didn't know what the date was going to be for next year and you were curious sometime, it's always the Sunday after Labor Day. And so if you want to look ahead a year or two, maybe you're coming back for that trifecta medal, Sunday after Labor Day every year, that's when we hold our race. So if you do need to defer, you can do that. You can put it off till next year. That's not a problem. And if you need to transfer, you may transfer your Holland Haven race entry to a different distance if the race is not sold out. So our races are selling out, so that can be a problem for you. A lot of people, honestly, towards a couple weeks out of the race, I get a lot of full marathoners transferring into the half because training didn't go well or they're injured or something happened. So be wary of that this year because the half marathon is going to be sold out by the time race, you know, we get close to the race. It's selling out fast. And so you can transfer, but if it's sold out, it's not going to be an option. All right, I want to get into some more information about the race. Talk about aid stations a little bit. So we have aid stations every 2 miles along all the race courses, and they all have water. Okay, so for the full and a half marathons, also every 4 miles, the aid stations have Gatorade, and some of them have food. So here's the menu for this year, the food menu. So when you get to the mile 10 of the full marathon, we're going to have oranges, cut up oranges. So you can grab a slice of orange or two, however much you want, get a little bit of vitamin C kick, get going there. Then at full mile 16, which is half mile 3, we'll have some candy. Not sure what kind of candy it's going to be yet. In the past, we've had Skittles. I think we've had Starburst. Just something a little sugar to get you going. And then when you get to full mile 18 and half mile 5, we're going to have Goldfish. So a little salty, a little carbs to get you moving. And then the blueberries are coming up at mile 20. It's aid station 20, but it's really about mile 20 and a half. So if you get the full mile marker 20 or the half mile marker 7, and you're like, holy crap, there's no aid station. It's about a half mile more because that's where Bowerman's Blueberries Farms is located. So it's right at their farm. So look for the blueberries about mile 20 and a half. We're going to have food at full 22, half 9. Don't know what it's going to be yet. I'm still working on that part of the menu. So that is the one that is TBD. And then that last aid station, we're going to have some candy and we're going to have some cut up watermelon. So again, some quick sugars, some fruits, something to give you that kick because you're like going to be 2 miles from the finish. Now that one's for the full, that's mile 24, half, that's mile 11, and the 8K, that's about halfway around for you. So you're about mile 2.5 miles in, maybe 3 miles in. So the 8K also gets that food station with the candy and the watermelon. And so, yeah, and there's, you know, aid stations, Gatorade, food, all that stuff for all distances. So even the 8Ks can hit that one. All right. Another thing we got on the course, some of them are aid stations, some of them are not, but we do have a lot of porta-johns because, let's be honest, every runner needs to poop. Sometimes you got to poop before the race, so we have lots of porta-johns at the beginning, and I try to put plenty of them out there so there's not this long line and make it congested, and I want people to be able to get to the start line on time. But then we have them along the course. All right, so here I'm just going to list them off. So if you're running the full marathon, there's porta-johns at mile 3, mile 8, mile 10, mile 13. Now, mile 13 is the start of the half, and there's a big bank of porta-johns there, but they're not quite right on the course like you would see on the other ones because they're, you know, they can't be for the race starting there. So look for those porta-johns. They're going to be off to your left as you're running south right towards that half marathon start line. But then, okay, so going on with the full marathon, there's porta-johns at mile 16, mile 20, mile 22, and then, of course, at the finish, mile 26. Okay, for the half marathon, there's also porta-johns for the half at the start, a whole bunch of them, and then at mile 3, mile 7, mile 9, and, of course, the finish. So you got a lot of options to go to the bathroom out there. If you need to, don't worry about making it the whole way. We got them every few miles, and they're listed out there. So plan accordingly, and hopefully everything works out okay and everything comes out okay on that end. All right, packet pickup. So our packet pickup the last couple of years has been pretty straightforward. It's been at Gazelle Sports Holland. They're an awesome partner. They've let us host it inside their store. This year it's on Saturday, September 9th, and it goes from 3 to 8 p.m., and that's at 24 West 8th Street, right downtown Holland. You can also pick up your packet on race day if you need to. If you can't make it to packet pickup the night before, not a problem. You can come to your start area. So if you're at the full marathon, you're going to be at Rosemount Elementary. Packet pickup will open an hour before the race. You can come pick it up right there. Same with the half. And then the 8K is down there at CrossFit Holland where the finish line is. There'll be a packet pickup for all the races in the morning. So you don't have to come the night before if you don't think you can make it. One benefit, though, of coming the night before is inside Gazelle Sports, not only can you shop for everything they have, if you need nutrition or if you need shoes or anything, but we also have all of our Holland Haven Marathon merchandise inside the store. So if you want to get a sticker, if you want to get a hoodie, you want to get a hat, all that cool Holland Haven swag, it's in there on packet pickup night, but it's not only in there on packet pickup night, it's in there the whole week, starting the day after Labor Day. So Tuesday after Labor Day, we stock our Holland Haven Marathon merch right in the store, and it's in there for 5 straight days. So stop in there anytime that week before the race, grab yourself some cool Holland Haven swag. We'll also have it for sale on race day in the recovery zone. So you'll be able to come up to the tent and get some other swag there too if you want to. There's a gear check set up for each starting location and the finish area. So you can check a t-shirt or any other gear, and you can use your own bag, or if you don't have one, we'll give one to you to use put your stuff in. And then same with the 8K runners, can gear check, you know, an hour before the race. And then so the full and half, you know, is a one-way race. And so when you check your gear at the start of the full or you start at the half, what we're going to do is we're going to put it on one of the school buses. We're going to bring your gear down to the finish line for you. So if you had a t-shirt, if you had extra shoes, whatever you had, don't worry about it. It'll be sitting there at the finish line area in the recovery zone when you finish your race. So you'll be all set. All right, another cool thing we're doing that we've done in the past with a great partner, Peach Wave Frozen Yogurt and Gelato is right downtown Holland, just down the street from Gazelle Sports, actually. So Peach Wave, they are our runner celebration partner. And what they're doing is they're giving us discounts to all of our runners. So that means you can go to Peach Wave on 8th Street the whole race weekend and get some cool specials. No pun intended on the cool, but it is like ice cream style frozen yogurt. And it's one of those places where you like, you go in there and they got like 12 different dispensers. You can pick whatever flavor you want. And then you go up to the counter and it's like a buffet of candy and nuts and everything you shouldn't probably eat, but it's pretty awesome. So go in there anytime during race weekend. So it doesn't have to be on race day. They're Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're going to get, it's buy one, get one off for free. Buy one, get one free. So if you bought like a cup of, you know, the yogurt, you get another one for free. So if your friends, or you can just, if you're on your own, you can get 50% off any bowl, smoothie, or float. So the whole weekend. Make sure you take advantage of that. Go to Peach Wave, fuel up, or recover, whichever is on your agenda there. All right, I want to talk about something besides Holland Haven Marathon, a different event, the Holland Blueberry Run. So Holland Blueberry Run is a free and fun event for the community to get together and run. Some of the 5K route is run in the Holland Haven Marathon course near Bowerman Blueberries Farm Market. Stick around after the run for great door prizes from local businesses and a free blueberry donut. Holland Blueberry Run is proudly presented by Holland Haven Marathon and Bowerman Blueberries Farm Market. And our mission, celebrating the blueberry harvest and connecting with the running community. So, this is our course preview run. And we're going to be on a couple miles of the course, and then we'll be on another road a little bit as well. And like I said, we're going to get free blueberry donut. So when you finish the run, Bowerman's giving everybody a donut. We're also going to have just a big table of door prizes from different businesses. Some of our sponsors are going to give us some swag, and we're going to have a big pile of stuff there, and we're just going to start drawing names. We're going to draw, whoever's name is drawn, they can come up and pick something. You can come up and pick something. We'll have multiple things on the table, you know, different swag from Holland Haven and other places. So there'll definitely be some prizes going out. So you should know, though, this is a low-key 5K run. It'll feel like you're going out with your local running group. Like there's going to be maybe 150 people there. And you can pick up your bib starting about 5 o'clock right before the start of the run. The run begins at Bowerman's Blueberries Farm Market at 6 p.m., which is on James Street. It's not an officially timed run, and there are no results. We will have one self-serve aid station with water out on the course. And, yeah, like I said earlier, when you finish, pick up a donut and some door prizes. Our sponsors for the Blueberry Run, the Holland Blueberry Run, are Holland Haven, of course, Bowerman, of course, Orange Theory, Gazelle, the U.S. Air Force, and Tulip Time Run. So, yeah. A little fun run that we're doing. And we've done it before. We did it in 2018. We did it in 2019. And then, of course, we shut it down for COVID, and we're finally bringing it back. So that's pretty cool. There's actually a highlight video on our YouTube channel from the 2019 year, if you want to go back and check that out on our YouTube. So, but yeah, I encourage you to keep up with everything happening with Holland Blueberry Run this year, online and on social media. You know, there's a run sign There's a sign-up website for it where there's information. There's a Facebook group you can join, and there's that YouTube video. So check that out. All right. Next, we're going to get into, our local race calendar. And, of course, all the links are in the show notes. So if you're looking for a local race, and it's one I said, you can just go in there, click on it, and it'll bring you right to the registration page or the information page so you don't have to go hunting around for it. Not as many runs in August in the summertime. I think it's just hot. I think people are trying to get back to school. You know, life is going on. So shorter list than we usually have, but still some worthwhile races out there. Some things that are really going to get you out in the streets and have some fun in the West Michigan area. So here we go with our list of, local races. Green Lake 5K in Caledonia is on August 5th. Otsego Ready or Not 5K, Otsego, on August 5th. Riverside Park Run 5K in Grand Rapids on August 5th. Zealand Zoom 5K on August 8th. Mill Creek Days 5K, Comstock Park on August the 12th. Heights of Hope 5K in Holland on August 12th. Hay 5K is in Muskegon on August 12th. National Blueberry Festival 5K in South Haven on August 12th. Riverside Park Run 5K in Grand Rapids on August 12th. Run for the Sun 5K in 1 mile in Holland on August 12th. Holland Blueberry Run 5K in Holland on August 15th. I don't know if I mentioned that before when I was talking about it, but yeah. The Holland Blueberry Run is on August 15th, which is a Tuesday night. It's 6 p.m. and we're just going to line up and go. We got some bibs, just random bibs from other events that we're just going to give you. If you want to wear a bib, you don't even have to. It's not really required. Like I said, there's no timing. There's no results. It's just about getting together and getting out there and run. So come to the Blueberry Run August 15th. Also, Art and Dash 5K in Norton Shores on August 19th. Brandstrom Cross Country Challenge 5K in Fremont on August 19th. Mitchell's Run Through Rockford 5K on August 19th. Wings of Mercy West Runway 5K in Holland on August 19th. Now, I did run that one last year. It was a pretty fun little run. You go out to the Holland Airport, you start right on the runway, and you run down the runway for about a mile or so, and then you go in through the industrial park and come back around. And then inside the airplane hangar there, they had a huge party with great food and music and all kinds of cool stuff there. And they even did a flyover of some older authentic planes. So I did a podcast episode about it last summer. I can't remember what episode it was, but if you want to know more about Wings of Mercy, go back and check out one of my podcasts from last year on the rundown. And cool event. I definitely recommend that one. Also, we have Worthy Warrior Adventure Run and Walk, which is a 5K, in Hastings on 8/26. And then the Pennock Summer Fest Run, 10K, 5K, also in Hastings, also on 8/26. Run for Type 1 5K in Dutton on 8/26. Millennium Meadows Full Marathon, Half Marathon, 10K in Grand Rapids on 8/27. And of course, as you all know, Holland Haven Marathon is in Holland coming up shortly on September 10th. Okay, finally, I'm going to leave you with just a piece of audio from the 2022 Holland Haven Marathon highlight film, just so you can hear some real feedback from runners about the event. I encourage you to go to our Holland Haven Marathon YouTube channel and watch the entire film. In fact, watch all our films and get a great feel for what Holland Haven is all about. Since 2019, we have had a professional cinematographer create a beautiful highlight film each year to show the world who we are. Go watch a few and see for yourself.
One of the great things about America is the ability to exercise our freedoms to be out, be in community with one another. And one of the things that I love about road races like this is the incredible spirit of the runners and the volunteers and the spectators that are out here. Everybody's always in a good mood and feeling really good about themselves. And even on a somber day of remembrance like 9/11, it's good to be able to get out and be with your community and really accomplish something that you're, for some of these folks, this is their first marathon. This is something they're going to be talking about and remembering for the rest of their lives.
I got another chance to rise above the emptiness. Got a brand new plan, forming like a silhouette. Our eyes are looking up, gonna get what we want. Our time to overcome, the stars align.
Good. It was my first ever 8K. I loved it. I got first in my age range, so I feel great about it. And it just like flew by. It was a great experience.
I liked it, and I didn't expect a PR, but I did. So it was an awesome course. Yeah.
It was difficult. I'm not like a natural runner, so this was something that like we had been working towards, and it felt really good. We thought we were gonna run walk it, and ended up running the whole thing. So it feels good. Yeah.
I was very surprised with how we did. Very glad that we did it. It really pushed us, yeah.
I'm Cassidy Menard. I'm from Indianapolis. And we finished the half very close together and ran together for a while.
She beat me.
Loved it. This course is beautiful. It is so much fun. I love it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Run My West Coast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast, like it, and share it with your running friends. Your support of Run My West Coast and the running community in and around West Michigan keeps the runners running. You are truly appreciated, and I'm grateful for the chance to share my thoughts with you. Thanks again, and see you on race day.